As I said this afternoon, it seems like there is very important news coming out of the Middle East in terms of every single Israeli resource that I have open in front of me. Everyone is reporting on the same story, and that is that Israel has struck a building in Doha in Qatar. In my mind, this is a massive escalation, a fascinating development, and for that reason, I'm really grateful that Dr. Mordechai Kedar has agreed to speak to us on Chai FM this afternoon. Dr. Kedar, thanks for your time, and especially at such late notice.
I'm stuck to the media to see on one side, to see Al Jazeera, which broadcasts from Qatar, as you know. And on the other side, what happens inside Israel, it's not easy, but, you know.
Dr. Kedar, if I ever thought I would never see a headline, it was the headline that I'm seeing today. I thought there was a red line that Israel would never attack Qatar because of the relationship it has with the US, in the same way as it wouldn't attack Turkey, which is why I would have thought the Hamas leadership was feeling very safe and very secure in both places. Please talk to that, and how is it that this attack could have happened today?
Look, if you told me 2 years ago that Israel will attack Iran, nobody would believe you. The same thing. Look, this war actually changed many axioms in the Middle East, especially when it comes to Israel. Yes, whoever wants to survive in this area has to stand for its own rights, and whoever is acting against us and whoever is sponsoring the war against us should know that he might bear the consequences of what he's doing.
Dr. Kedar, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, from a geopolitical perspective, the Americans certainly are viewing the Qataris as honest brokers in the ceasefire discussions. Whether they are or not is another question, but that's how they're viewed. The Americans have a base, a very significant air base in Qatar. Could Israel possibly, in your opinion, have struck Doha without the approval of the Americans?
No. Definitely, whatever Israel is doing, especially in such scale and distance, and definitely proximity to the American air base in Udeid, which is right next to Doha, definitely it was coordinated with the Americans, no doubt. President Trump at least knew about Israel's intention to do it. Maybe he didn't know that it's going to be now or later, but definitely he gave Israel the consent to do something. Of course, he asked Israelis to be, you know, very careful not to hit any American direct interest. That's how I believe. He doesn't tell me what he's doing. But what I'm saying is that now everybody in the Middle East, no one, even a media outlet, doesn't talk about this right now as we speak, because it is a shaking of the Middle East. Why? For many years, Qatar is shaking the Middle East with Al Jazeera, with the money, with all kinds of undermining states' stability. Hmm. And nobody did actually something directly against Qatar. Yes, there was a siege on Qatar between 2014 and 18 by Saudi Arabia, by the United Arab Emirates, by Bahrain, Egypt, but nobody dared to send an airplane to hit any target inside Qatar and to announce it, not even in secrecy, you know. And this is the first time in the whole Arab history that Israel is attacking a country which brought a big giant headache to all the parts of the Middle East. And I'm telling you, so many politicians today in the Middle East, especially in Saudi Arabia, are smiling.
Think they're celebrating. That's
wow. Interesting. Mm. Celebrating the fact that, wow, Israel was the first country from all those who suffered. Look, the Arab Spring, which started in the end of 2010, would not be such a disaster all over the Middle East, in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen. No, it wouldn't be without the a Qatari jet oil, which was poured on the fires on that time of the Middle East. Everybody knew that that Al Jazeera is behind it and Qatar is behind it, but nobody dared to do anything against Qatar. Now, the first time which any country in the world acts against the head of the snake, Qatar, only because what they have with Hamas. Sign that the world will support Israel for taming this snake named Qatar by what Israel did today.
I'm trying to join the dots and I'm not sure I'm making sense of them. I'm thinking that there's an imminent attack by Israel on Gaza City. In fact, evacuation orders have been given by the Israeli Defense Forces to all residents of Gaza City to leave. There's a Witkoff deal on the table, apparently, which Israel has accepted. And then this attack now. Is there a linkage between those issues?
Definitely. We are at war. We do what a war requires because we want to win the war, because Israel has no other choice but to win the war. Israel has no choice to lose the war. Now, the war is on many levels. It's a level of the place, you know, the local level in Gaza. It's the, don't forget that Hamas is also all kinds of representations in Judea and Samaria as well, as we saw only yesterday. And Qatar and Hamas, the entity which we are fighting, has also the leadership in Qatar. So you cannot fight Hamas in Gaza and give immunity to their leadership in Qatar. So far it was only because we needed the Qataris and the leadership for the swaps and the releasing our hostages. But now, since it is an all-out war against Hamas, the leadership is also a legitimate target.
Dr. Kadar, will there not be those who will argue that this was Israel's attempt to blow up the ceasefire talks?
Look, you could say the opposite. Because now everybody in Gaza sees Israel's ability to reach everyone. Maybe now it will encourage the remnants of the leadership of Hamas to be more lenient when it comes to the negotiations, because they might be the next targets.
That was also something that crossed my mind. Qatar had been a red line. Turkey is a red line. What does this mean for the Hamas leadership in Istanbul?
I believe that today, right now, they are hiding somewhere. They are not in the place which they are used to be. But I have no idea if Israel has any intention to attack in Turkey. Don't forget that we have diplomatic relations with Turkey. It's not so easy.
Yeah, and it has a very significant army with a very bellicose president, which Doha doesn't have, that's for sure. Just in terms of the fact that this is a breaking story and details are sketchy, we know very little to nothing. Has anything transpired over the past 20 minutes or so that you can update us? Have they in fact managed to...
I saw somewhere, I forgot where, that Khamenei, the leader of Iran, is hiding.
Really? Goodness gracious me.
So this is... I just saw it, and maybe he thinks that he's the next.
All right. This has been a very, very significant afternoon, I think. A lot of red lines broken. We will wait to see what the results of the Israeli attack were. Just one thing I'd like you to reassure me about. I hope that this in no ways will threaten the existence of the Abraham Accords. I'm assuming that they secretly are quite joyous that this has happened.
I think so. I wouldn't try to, you know, to irrigate this issue, but I'm more than sure, because all those countries like Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt, which took part in the siege on Qatar, which finally they had to remove unwillingly, I think that they are much, let's say, they see it as something which bring a good turn in the whole situation in the Middle East, because now Qatar is proven to be vulnerable. And now, not only Israel can attack Qatar. If Qatar aggravates, let's say, Egypt, Egypt can do the same. Or Saudi Arabia, which never liked Qatar. You know, any Saudi who goes to Qatar to appear in Al Jazeera, when he comes back to Saudi Arabia, he is not going to a hotel. He will be questioned. He will be told. I don't know if you know what will be the attitude, but definitely Saudi Arabia sees Qatar as a more or less enemy, and Al Jazeera had never stepped a foot on Saudi soil.
Fascinating.
And the question is why?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that you're a specialist in the Arabic media. Maybe as a final question, you can just give us a sense of what the different Arabic media outlets, how they're reporting this episode.
Yeah. They don't move from this. I'm telling you, this is the, I think, most important news item in the last decade of the Arab media. That one country in the world, Israel, dared to attack the one and only country which shakes the Middle East for at least 25 years.
Dr. Kadar, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM and for trying to explain the dynamics behind the attack that happened today on Doha by Israel. Remarkably interesting times we are living in, that is for absolute sure. That was Dr. Mordechai Kadar. If you've ever seen his appearances on the media, he is an absolute expert in all things Arabic related. He speaks Arabic fluently. He appears on foreign Arabic broadcasts on a regular basis. And he fights his ground with the tenacity of a lion. It is really something to watch.